I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. It's National Library Week, and Tennessee libraries are grappling with which books are appropriate for their youngest readers. Rutherford County is at the heart of this controversy. Its school board is being sued by the American Civil Liberties Union over the removal last month of books touching on sexuality and race. And most recently, the county received national attention after firing its library director after she refused to relocate books relating to LGBTQ issues from the children's section to the adult section. Christina Soontorn-Vaught says this type of censorship dampens kids' desire to read.
Because a lot of the books that are getting pulled, you know, these are high interest titles for students. Mm-hmm. They're very engaging, and the kids are just not going to be satisfied reading those same old classics that some people think they should read, and that it's negatively affecting their literacy and their reading skills.
On our midday show, This is Nashville, Soontorn-Vaught said that pulling books from shelves makes authors second guess what they'll write because of a fear that libraries won't purchase their work. You can hear the full story at WPLN.org or at 7 o'clock tonight here on 90.3 WPLN News. Chattanooga's wastewater treatment facility is gearing up to generate electricity from human waste, more specifically, the methane gas emitted by sewage. Methane gas is normally burned and released into the atmosphere. It is a significant contributor to global warming. Chattanooga's Moccasin Bend wastewater treatment facility partnered last month with a California company called Mainspring Energy to create an on-site energy source from the wastewater methane. The company installed 6 generators. The idea is to capture the methane in the generators, where it will burn to create electricity for the wastewater treatment facility. The move is expected to reduce Moccasin Bend's $300,000 a month electric bill. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.